Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. I promise you don't need more motivation to stop binge eating. And the people that tell you, you do. You just need to try harder. You just need to have more willpower are the people who have never struggled with binge eating a day in their life. And I get it. I know you're motivated. Like, you want nothing more than to stop binge eating. You are ready. I know many of you guys are just so burnt out with dieting. You're so burnt out with thinking foods are good versus bad. You're so burnt out, you know, stressing about going out for dinner. You are just done with that. And you're ready to stop your binge eating. But the thing is that ending binge eating is not about having more motivation. It's not about trying harder. You can't think your way out of a binge. Right? Like, you know, when the urge comes on, it feels extremely strong. It feels like somebody is taking over your body and just doing things with food that don't even actually feel like yourself. At least that's how my urges felt. Like, they were just so strong. And, you know, as many times I would, you know, tell myself, like, don't give in, like, don't do it. Like, it actually wouldn't matter. And I'm a very, I don't like the word motivation, because I think it's very fleeting. I think determination is a better word, but I'm a very motivated, driven, person. Like, that's just who I am. I always strive to be the best. I always, you know, want to live the best life that I can. I'm always willing to learn and grow and to evolve and to become the best version of myself. Like, that's always who I've been. Even in, like, grade school, like, when my friends would make fun of me for, like, studying, I'm like, I'm gonna get, like, straight A's. And they're like, who cares? It's freaking grade school. Like, it doesn't even matter. And I want to be the best. You know, even when I was dancing in competitive dance, like, I wanted to be the best dancer. So I would practice over and over and over and over again. I was willing to do things differently than, you know, everyone else. And that's why I believe that I have a life that I have now. But I'm a very driven, motivated person. And I know that that's you as well too. Like, you care about, like, you care about your life. You want to show up as the best version of yourself. You want to be the best mom. You want to, you know, you want to have an amazing life. You want to have an amazing career. And you are driven. Like, you are successful in many areas of your life. So it's not that you're not motivated. But when the urge comes, it does not matter how much motivation you have, because it's not about that. And you can't even compare this. You can't compare not giving into your urges to, like, succeeding in your family life or succeeding in your career, because they're, like, different things. Like I said, I was the person that would get, like, straight A's, not because I was the smartest, but because I had to work hard and I was driven and I would study. Like, I would literally block off time and study, and I would put in the work. And then when these urges came, I'm like, I get it if you feel like you don't have motivation, because I felt like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can I, you know, why can I work out all the time? No problem. Love working out. It's the easiest thing for me. But then, like, I can work out every single day, but, like, I can't not give in to my urges. And again, this is because it's not about more motivation. How many times have you, you know, made a promise to yourself that you're not going to binge, and then you gave in? How many times have you said, like, you know, I'm not, like, just don't give in, don't do it, like, or this is going to be my very last binge, and then it was, like, it was never the last binge. It was, like, just kidding. You know, you had a strong urge again tomorrow, and you're, like, well, guess I got to give in. Like, for me, I remember having horrible binges, horrible, horrible, horrible binges, and just promising myself, I'm like, I am never going to make myself feel this way again. I'm never going to eat until I'm so sick that my stomach hurts, because I would be in pain. Like, it wasn't even like I just felt bloated and I felt full. Like, yes, I was bloated. Yes, I was full. But there were many times where I was literally sitting on the toilet with my hands wrapped around my stomach, crouching over, because I was in pain. Like, just from eating so much chocolate and just eating so much and just feeling like I had no control. Like, I was literally in pain. And obviously, when you're in pain and you're feeling disgusted and you're feeling so full, like, in those moments, that's when it's so easy to say, I am never doing that again. I would make these promises to myself as if, like, I can just make a wish or like make a promise and then I would never binge again. Like, if it was that easy, nobody would be binging. But there are still people that are binging because, again, it's not about more motivation. It's not about trying harder. And it's not about making promises to yourself that you're not going to binge again. You can't tell yourself, just don't do it. Just don't give in. Because, again, it feels like you don't have a choice but to give in. So you don't need motivation. You need to get rid of your urges. Because what you're trying to do when you're using willpower is you're trying to not give in. And I get it, because you probably hear me say all the time, don't give in to your urges, don't give in to your urges. And you know that. But if you don't know the proper tools, if you don't actually know what to do to not give in to your urges, of course you're going to use motivation, right? And I used to use that as well too. Like, again, I would just tell myself, don't do it, because I didn't know what else to do. But you need to get rid of your urges. That will be a predictable way of not giving in, because you don't even feel the urge to binge. So getting rid of your urges, like, there's a different, you know, an array of different things that you need to do to get rid of your urges. You got to not be afraid of your cravings. You got to actually start honoring them without guilt. I talk about this a lot. There's so much fear. Oh my God, I can't. Because, again, conditioning, conditioning, conditioning. You need to actually eat what you want to eat, not what you think you should be eating. You got to honor your hunger. The moment it comes on, don't push it off. Honor your hunger. Stop judging yourself for wanting something sweet after a meal. Oh, but maybe I shouldn't have that. Enjoy it so that you don't binge on the bar later that night. When you do this, when you get rid of your urges, right? Again, it's going to be so much easier for you to not give in, because you don't feel it. And every time you don't give in to your urges are becoming less intense, less intense, less intense. And of course, right, if you have a strong urge, it's harder to give in. And therefore, on the flip side, if your urges are becoming less intense, it's going to be hella easier for you to not give in. And then you literally don't have to willpower your way through not giving in, because you don't feel the urge. You don't have to try to not give in. The urge is no longer there. That is complete freedom. So if you believe, I just need to try harder, I need more willpower, stop believing that, because it's not true. You are a motivated person. You want to stop your binge eating, but the reason you have not stopped your binge eating yet is because you still have these urges. And you can literally be the most motivated person in the world. I've worked with so many successful people in all my programs, like, very successful people. They're thriving in their family life. They're thriving in their career. And they're like, Lorna, why is this one area of my life? Like, why can't I get a hold of it? Because you need proper tools to rewire your brain so you can get rid of your urges, right? Again, if ending binge eating was about, like, working hard and, you know, trying harder and having a lot of willpower, all of you guys would be binge free. But it's not about that. This is why only some people will conquer binge eating, because it's not about that. And when you learn, again, when you practice not giving into your urges, you're going to have less urges. And again, it's going to be so much easier for you to not give in.